Today we're building an atmosphere-widened system for vocals in Ableton Live 12, with that warm tape-style grit that fits jungle and old-school DNB like a glove. And the big idea here is simple. The vocal does not need to be huge in every way. It needs to be focused first, then widened in a controlled way. In this style, width is earned. The lead stays solid in the center, and the atmosphere blooms around it like haze, tape smear, and ghostly room tone. That gives you emotion, without losing the punch of the drums and bass. So if your tracks have kicks, snares, breaks, subs, reese lines, and all that busy movement going on, this approach is exactly what keeps the vocal from washing the whole mix out. We're going to make the vocal feel wide, warm, gritty, and alive, but still leave space for the groove to hit hard. First, choose a vocal that has a clear shape in the mid-range. Short phrases usually work best for jungle and DNB. Think one-word chants, 2 to 4 word lines, spoken phrases, or chopped hooks. Long flowing vocals can work, but in this genre, shorter often feels bigger because the rhythm does more of the work for you. Once the vocal is in the session, trim it tight. If needed, split the phrase into useful chunks. And here's a small but important tip. Leave a tiny bit of room before the vocal hits so the break can answer it. That call and response feeling is classic jungle energy. Now build the dry lead first. This is your core vocal, and it should sound good on its own before any widening happens. Start with EQ 8. High pass around 80 to 120 Hz to get rid of unnecessary low end. If the vocal feels boxy, dip a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If it needs more bite, add a gentle presence lift around 3 to 6 kHz. After that, use compressor to keep it steady. You're not trying to crush it. Just light to moderate control is enough. A ratio between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1, with a medium attack and release, usually gets you there. Then add a little saturator, maybe 1 to 4 dB of drive, just to bring out some attitude and grit. The dry lead should stay mostly dry. If it already sounds confident with the drums muted, you're in good shape. Remember, the widen system is here to enhance the vocal, not rescue it. Next, create a return track and name it something like Fox Wide Tape. This return is where the atmosphere lives, so keep it separate from the main vocal. That makes it easy to control, automate, and balance in the mix. On that return, start with echo. Depending on the tempo and phrase, try 1/8 dotted, 1/4, or 3/16. Keep the feedback somewhere around 15% to 35%. Since this is a return, set the dry/wet to 100%. Filter out the low end aggressively, and if you want extra motion, turn on ping pong. After echo, add reverb. Keep the decay moderate, maybe around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. Use a medium room size, a little pre-delay, and again, cut the low end and soften the highs. A darker reverb usually works better in DNB than a shiny one. You want the atmosphere to feel expensive and deep, not glassy and obvious. Then add saturator after the reverb and drive it lightly. This helps glue the tail together and gives it that worn tape feel. A little soft clipping can help the atmosphere feel printed, like it's coming from old hardware rather than a pristine plug-in chain. Now for the widen part. Add something like chorus ensemble or a very subtle flanger. Keep it light. We're not chasing obvious 90s chorus here. We want movement, smear, and spread, but in a way that feels natural and slightly degraded. If you use chorus ensemble, keep the amount low and the rates low. If you use flanger, be even more careful. A little goes a long way. You can also put auto filter before the saturation if you want more of that worn tape tone. Try automating the cutoff a little between phrases so the atmosphere feels like it's breathing. If you want even more character, a touch of vinyl distortion can work, but keep it subtle. It should sound like texture, not like a lo-fi effect is taking over the whole thing. At this point, the return should feel alive when soloed, but in the full mix it should just read as width, depth, and haze. Now bring in utility at the end of the return chain. This is where stereo discipline comes in. Set the width somewhere, around 120 to 160% for the atmosphere return. You can also use mono checks to make sure nothing falls apart when the mix is collapsed. That part is really important. In DNB, the low end and the center image need to stay strong, or the whole track loses power. The lead vocal should stay centered. The return should be wider and softer. If the atmosphere starts stepping on the snare or making the reese feel smaller, back it off. Shorten the reverb, lower the width, or filter out more low mids. A good rule is that the wide layer should support the vocal's emotion, not overpower its clarity. Now we make it breathe with the track. On the atmosphere return, add a compressor with sidechain from the kick or even the drum bus. That way, The reverb and delay ducks slightly when the drums hit. This keeps the vocal cloud out of the way and makes the groove feel tighter. If the bass line is especially busy, automation becomes your best friend. Use auto filter to pull the atmosphere back during heavy bass moments, then open it up during intros, breakdowns, and switch-ups. In darker DNB, that kind of restraint makes the vocal feel way more intentional. And this is a big one. Don't leave the widen system on all the time. The strongest results come from movement and contrast. Automate the send so the last word of a phrase blooms wider. Let the final syllable echo out. Use the atmosphere as a throw at phrase endings, not as a constant wash over the whole arrangement. That's where the magic starts to feel really old school. You can have a dry, punchy vocal in the main section, then let the atmosphere open up for the ends of lines or the bars leading into the drop. That contrast makes the drop feel heavier. If you want even more authenticity, resample the widened vocal tail. Record a few bars of the return, then chop it into usable textures. Reverse a tail, pitch one down a few semitones, trim the transients and turn them into FX hits or swells. That's a very jungle move, and it makes the vocal feel like part of the arrangement instead of just an insert effect. Now step back and listen to everything together. Against the drums, the vocal atmosphere should feel like upper space emotion. It should not blur the kick and snare. It should not crowd the sub. And it should feel more noticeable in breakdowns and intro sections than in the busiest drops. If the snare loses its crack, reduce the reverb or shorten the tail. If the sub starts feeling smaller, cut more low mids from the return. If the vocal sounds facey in mono, back off the stereo width, and rely a bit more on saturation and mid-range presence. And if the vocal feels disconnected, don't just crank the send. Raise the dry lead first. That's a really important mindset in this style. The atmosphere is there to support the rhythm, not compete with it. A few pro moves can push this even further. Try making a second, darker return that is shorter and more room-like. That can sit quietly under the main widen layer and make the vocal feel like it exists in the same space as the break. You can also try micro delay widening instead of chorus. Use two very short delays, one slightly left and one slightly right, with tiny timing differences. That can feel more like old hardware and less like a modern chorus effect. Another great trick is a ghost double. Duplicate the vocal. Pitch it down slightly or by an octave if it suits the sound. Filter it heavily and bury it low in the mix. That can create a haunted breakdown vibe without taking over the lead. And for arrangement, think in sections. Maybe the intro starts with the atmosphere first. Then the dry vocal comes in. Maybe the drop stays mostly dry so it can hit harder. Then the switch-up brings the wide layer forward again for that ghostly tape-worn lift. In jungle and old-school DNB, this push and pull is everything. So the full concept is this. Keep the lead vocal dry, centered, and understandable. Build the width on a separate return using delay, reverb, saturation, and subtle modulation. Filter out the low end and harsh highs. Sidechain it so it breathes with the drums. Automate it so it appears in the right moments. And if you want extra character, resample the tail and turn it into new texture. If you get that balance right, the vocal will feel like it belongs in a proper jungle record. Warm, gritty, emotional, wide, and locked to the rhythm. For practice, take a short vocal phrase and build three versions in the same project. One version should be tight and dry. One should be your warm, wide atmosphere version. And one should be a haunted throw with more filtering and a longer tail. Then test all three against the drums, the bass, and the full mix. That will teach you exactly when to keep the vocal close, when to smear it, and when to let it disappear so the break can dominate. That's the real lesson here. In DNB, the vocal doesn't just sit on top of the track. It moves with it, breathes with it, and earns its width through arrangement and control.